Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're taking a trip to F-Boy Island.
I have these two F-Boys. They can take all the money and leave me, or split it with me.
And spilling all the tea in L.A.
The drama just needs to stop.
I just want us to all get along.
You gotta put in work.
Period.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, August 4th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. It is a shocker worthy of a soap opera. The daytime drama Days of Our Lives, NBC's longest-running series, will be making the jump to Peacock this fall. New episodes of Days of Our Lives will begin debuting daily on the streaming service starting September 12th. The show already has a robust library of its 14,000-plus episodes available to Peacock Premium subscribers. The move also means Days of Our Lives is joining its spinoff Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem, a Peacock original. NBC News Daily, a new hour-long program, will air in the vacated dual time slot. After scrubbing in for 18 seasons, Ellen Pompeo is reducing her screen time on Grey's Anatomy. The actress will appear in 8 episodes of the ABC medical drama's upcoming 19th season. Although she'll only be on screen in a limited capacity, she will continue to serve as an executive producer. But don't fret, Pompeo reportedly has a new project lined up to keep her busy and on your TV screen. She will star in a Hulu limited series about a couple who adopt an orphan they believe to have a rare form of dwarfism, but come to suspect their new daughter isn't the 8-year-old she claims to be. Representatives for Pompeo and Hulu did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. The Montana set mystery Big Sky has a new title, a new time slot, and now a first look at one of its new series regulars. Ahead of the season 3 premiere, ABC has announced that the show will now be called Big Sky Deadly Trails and will premiere Wednesday, September 21st. A promo promising a fresh installment of murderous intrigue unveiled the news, and it's narrated by none other than Reba McEntire. Have a listen.
Welcome to Montana, a place where the horizon never ends, full of friendly folk just trying to do right. But in the untamed wilderness, you never know what's going to be coming around the bend. One thing's for certain. Once you set foot in this place, you may never want to go home again. And you might not.
She says with a devilish grin. Reba stars as an outfitter who accompanies Cassie and Jenny on a backcountry trip and leads to their most challenging mystery yet. You can check out that first look at EW.com. Superhero of drag, Shea Coulee, is now officially a part of Marvel's superhero realm. The RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 7 finalist has boarded Disney Plus's upcoming Ironheart TV show as a series regular, though sources close to the project could not confirm the exact role she will play or whether the All-Stars 5 winner will be in or out of drag. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Galaxies of mystery and adventure await in our number 3 pick today, the season finale of The Orville, New Horizons. The Hulu sci-fi series is closing out its 3rd season, and the trailer for the episode sends a message to its viewers saying, quote, "The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time." It shows various characters in romantic situations like Kelly and Ed holding hands, Dr. Finn and Isaac in an embrace, and Isaac proposing a rather intimate date idea to Kelly. Take a listen.
Come in.
Good morning, Commander.
Hi, Isaac.
I wish to become intimate with you.
If you are unoccupied, maybe go on a date, followed by sexual conjugation.
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, what lies beyond the finale for the Hulu show is also a mystery, as it has yet to be renewed for season 4. But fans are hopeful another season of intergalactic space exploration is on the horizon. Watch the season finale of The Orville New Horizons, streaming now on Hulu. You know what can't be beat? A life that's oh so sweet. Our next pick is the season premiere of Suite Life Los Angeles. The HBO Max unscripted series, produced by Issa Rae, follows a group of ambitious 20-somethings living and working in Los Angeles. Now, some are following their dreams of owning their own businesses, while others are thinking about marriage and moving in with their partners. But naturally, a little drama always seems to get in the way. And this season, there's more than a little drama to go around. Here's a preview.
It's Power 106 LA's number one for hip hop, Suite Life. This show is so fire.
I appreciate you.
You're not leaving without being in the hot seat.
Talk to me. I just feel like after the group chat,
you came at me weird.
You disrespect your friends.
What's the tea?
We have a lot of work to do within this friendship. We've just been trying to scale our businesses to get us all on the same page. The drama just needs to stop.
I just want us to all get along.
You gotta put in work.
Period.
Chopper doing circles. It's a bird, bird. Done politicking with the competition. What's the word?
I feel like this is a good time to reset and think about what's next.
Bring my boy on as a client.
Marriage.
Me and Amanda moving into a new crib.
I'm gonna bring Patiri to Mexico.
I'm waking up, I'm winning the day. Mic check 121J with my baby.
You're not a rapper.
Pop, wasn't nobody round, I was independent.
They say don't mix business with friendships.
What's the big issue?
Beat him up.
But I didn't follow my own advice.
Becky is so upset with Miami.
I just been repped the wrong way.
Nobody's been holding Thailand accountable.
Oh, you anti-Thailand.
Every time I go on a trip, it's always something.
We didn't talk to each other for months.
Just tell me what's wrong.
I've been popping the fuck off. Let nobody in. Drama follows me.
You know how we do.
This is our time for growing up and glowing up.
It's just been beautiful to see our friendships blossom.
I call that growth.
You have so many things going for yourself.
Can I get an applause?
Bitch, yes.
Here's to chasing our dreams and doing it together.
I'm OD in Paris, I'm OD in France. I thought that I told you I need the advance.
That's fire. Yeah. Y'all global.
The world national.
National, global.
Thank you.
You inspire me so much. Show me that.
It's all about growing up and glowing up on the new season of The Suite Life Los Angeles. Catch that premiere streaming now on HBO Max. It's trivia time. Suite Life Los Angeles executive producer Issa Rae is a producer on many other HBO projects, both past and present. But which of the following HBO shows is Rae not a producer on? Insecure, Rap Shit, or A Black Lady Sketch Show? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It is, sadly, time to say F-boy, F-bye to our number one pick, season 2 of our favorite dating series, F-Boy Island. The final 2 episodes dropped today, and we can promise that you are in for a shocking surprise with the season's ending, as host Nikki Glaser promises to blow up the ladies' expectations at the final elimination. Let's take a listen to this preview.
I have these two F boys. They can take all the money and leave me or split it with me. They have all of the power and it's freaking me the f*** out.
It's nice guy, F boy, battling for a woman's heart.
I could not have more polar opposite guys. I don't know which is the right decision.
I didn't come here to get second place.
I want nothing more for you to be my girl.
I am yours.
I think it's a little bit too good to be true.
But before we learn the lady's decisions, we have to get through the mansplaining, which sounds like it's sure to be full of bombshells.
Welcome to the mansplain.
Where every single eliminated person tries to tear us down.
You called her every name in the book, man.
He's in love with his ex-girlfriend.
You are a f***ing liar.
It's a mindfuck, man.
This is crazy.
So, who's going to get the cash? And what's that twist going to be? Get yourself out of limbo ASAP with the finale of F-Boy Island, streaming now on HBO Max. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following HBO shows is Issa Rae not a producer on? Insecure, Rap Shit, or A Black Lady Sketch Show? Well, to be honest, it's a trick question because she's a producer on all three. In addition to her behind-the-scenes work on these shows, she, of course, also starred on Insecure and is nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy at next month's Emmys for it. And she also appears on A Black Lady Sketch Show, which is also up for the Outstanding Variety Sketch Series Emmy. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.